I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. A survey published in the June issue of Health Affairs revealed that only 8% of U.S. adults aged 35 and older received all of the high-priority preventive care that's recommended. Conversely, 5% received none of the recommended services. Common reasons for not getting preventive services include lack of insurance, lack of a usual source of care, and delayed access to care. The good news? More than 20% of the adults reported receiving more than 75% of the recommended services. Unsurprisingly, women were more likely to get preventive services than men. The survey included questions about 15 high-priority preventive services, including blood pressure and cholesterol checks, screening for osteoporosis and several cancers, counseling on tobacco use, obesity, alcohol use, and depression, plus vaccinations and aspirin use. The 15 measures were identified with guidance from an expert national steering committee. Individuals should ask their doctor or healthcare professional what preventive services are recommended for them. Since certain preventive care is recommended by the federal government, the Affordable Care Act mandated insurance companies and government health insurance programs do not charge for those services that have A or B grades from the Preventive Services Task Force. That means many important preventive services have no out-of-pocket costs for people who have health insurance. There is no better health bargain than that. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.